You know, when you do a gig and people get photos with you, that's fair enough. I mean, yeah. It doesn't happen that much. But anyway, I don't like it when people push people in that don't want a photo or they don't know who you are.
Yeah.
So especially with little kids.
Yeah.
So I did it was a baseball club on Saturday, and this mum's women's lunch, all women, which is, can be a bit crazy, a bit out of control, but they were great. Anyway, one of the mums goes, oh, I'll get a photo with my young son, Archie, about 8. Right, she pushes him towards me and he goes, I don't know who you are. And so I go, mate, I played 400 games for Collingwood. And he's like, and so he sort of stands next to me, right, and gets the photo taken and walks away. Anyway, I grab my books, and I was selling books, and I walk out of the area, you know, walk away, and they're playing baseball and stuff, and little Archie's sort of standing there, and then just sort of he looks at me, and I sort of nod, and he goes, Collingwood sucks.
So all round, pretty good day.
Pretty good day.
Yeah.
But also, I sort of got a bit offended, and I thought, why am I offended? I didn't actually play for Collingwood.
So. Yeah, but you know, it's just
Collingwood sucks.
Even if you did, you were. I think I probably told
him. And he said it so it's out of earshot of his mum already. One of those ones, you know.
It's really tough, you know, when people don't. And I get it where I get women who want to have a photograph with me and the husbands don't recognise me. Oh, they do, but they don't want to tell me that they don't. Who is he? Yeah, I don't know who he is. Yeah, what's he doing again? It's like, how do you use this phone? I don't have a phone. I don't have a game, mate. Just get on with it. Oh, you're in the Kath and Kim show. Yeah, well, so you do know, do you?
Yeah.
It's a first world problem, but, you know, it's a big deal. But I think I've talked about it on this podcast before where I was at a restaurant and the person behind me, the man behind me said, could you do a photograph? I said, sure. So I stood up and put my arm around.
Oh, yes.
Put my arm around the woman, and he takes the photograph, giving me a weird look. And then I sit back down, and then I finish my meal, and then I walked out of the restaurant, and I realized he was saying, can I take the photograph?
Yeah, can you take the
photograph? So it must have been so weird. Because can you do a photo? The bloke just stands up, puts his arm around his wife. That's just bizarre.
It's all that bizarre that he didn't say anything.
Yeah, well, he just took it reluctantly and gave me a weird look.
It is funny though, I remember I was with Rove once and the guy said, oh, Dave O'Neill, can I get your photo? And he just hands the thing to Rove. Rove's like, oh, okay, I'm the photographer now.
Yeah, look, and it just goes around and around. I mean.
Where do those photos end up? Oh, the Instagram these days, if you've got Instagram, which we found out with the Byron Bay incident where, you know, that guy took a selfie with you on stage and then it ended up on Instagram.
It was Chris Hemsworth's
personal trainer.
But you did pick him out, which you picked him out earlier.
I picked him out because he also wanted attention. He stood up and stuff during the gig when I said stand up for your single. He stood up and went, like, sit down, clown. Oh, is that the music?
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Well, welcome to the podcast.
Interesting. I've heard some things this podcast that are happening on the horizon.
Yeah.
You've just come straight in here. I've spoken to the producer who's not here at the moment. Some things are happening out there in the zeitgeist.
Really?
That are questionable. But I'll just leave that with you. We can talk about
questionable.
That. Yeah. Not well, I don't know what to say. Derivative? Is that too harsh?
Oh, really? Is this a similar podcast?
Not podcast. Events.
Events.
Anyway. I'm just planting that seed of intrigue.
Gosh.
It will come to the surface as we venture forward.
Well, there's a Somehow Related festival and we're not invited.
Well, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't say that someone's going to do like a tribute show to us.
No.
You know, have tribute to do with bands?
Us. Yeah, nothing to do with us, as in, but they are doing it randomly. Why shouldn't I? I don't want to tell you just in case I get in trouble.
Okay.
From Courtney, because he's the producer of the show.
Sure.
He told me something that anyway. Ooh. Anyway, we'll just see what happens. Should we? Let's just move on because
move on.
I've said too much. So Glenn Robbins, Dave O'Neill, the two random topics that are somehow related. We don't make it up. We don't make this stuff up. We have help. We have Sam. Who diligently comes up with it. I don't know how she does it, but she just must push a special button, and she comes up with an intriguing relationship between two random things. So should we get the topics?
Yeah, why not? Let's have them.
Jiminy Cricket and Jesus Christ.
Wow, Jim Jiminy. Remember that song? That must be from the Pinocchio movie.
Jim Jiminy.
Jiminy. Is this? Anyway, he was the Jimmy Crickets.
It was Pinocchio. He was in the Disney version of Pinocchio.
Yeah, yeah.
So but Pinocchio became did he?
He appeared in the Italian version.
Who did?
Jiminy Crickets.
Was Jiminy Cricket not an original from Disney? So was it an Italian?
I read Pinocchio. I read it. Oh, this is bizarre. I read it the other day because it is one of the most popular books ever, Pinocchio.
So that's interesting. So that story was not a Disney original. It was an Italian fable, if you like.
Yeah.
And Jiminy Cricket was an Italian cricket.
Well, there was a talking cricket in the original Pinocchio, but then I think Disney just ran with the idea and named him Jiminy Crickets.
Jiminy Crickets.
Because it was the cricket didn't have a name in the original story. It was just a talking cricket.
And in the Disney version, he was an English gentleman. He dressed like an English gentleman.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? And he was the narrator.
And he could sing. Did he sing When You Wish Upon a Star?
I think he did. When You Wish Upon a Star.
When I was young, it was going back quite some time, when you heard that music, you had to go to bed.
Yes.
I associate that with having to go to bed.
Well, Jiminy Crickets, and he was also Pinocchio's moral guidance, like that on your shoulder, that little voice in your ear.
Subconscious there. Yes. That was representing the...
Yes. And then he sort of took... I remember because Pinocchio was huge when it came... When I was a kid, Pinocchio was a big
Pinocchio
movie.
Was a little boy, a little puppet that wanted to be a little... Wanted to grow up, right?
Yes.
And he told lies and his nose grew.
His nose grew. And there were always dirty jokes about Pinocchio and his nose growing.
Right. So he would, in his travels, have a cricket with him.
Yeah, the cricket would turn up. I haven't seen Pinocchio for a long time. It would actually be a good movie to show to my kids. But the actual fable story is quite bizarre. There's a fox and a cat that leads him astray. He gets led astray, Pinocchio. He's meant to go to school, and then this fox and this cat, I think, convince him to go into a puppet show. He becomes a big star. That's right. He becomes a big star in the puppet show.
Is he a marionette?
Yeah, no, because he's got no strings. And so that's why he becomes a big star, because he's a puppet who can do puppet stuff without strings.
Bit of a long bow, isn't it?
I know.
Now you're walking around without your strings attached. You're a puppet.
I'm a real live boy. I just remember when I went on tour with David Strassman, he used to do a bit of Pinocchio in his act.
Right.
Because, you know, the thing about Pinocchio, there's a magic fairy. And the magic, that's how he became, because he was a lump of wood. A Geppetto.
Oh, right.
Carved him, and then he became, and the fairy made him a real, made him a talking puppet. And then the fairy goes, you know, and Pinocchio has his speech. He must have his speech because Strassman used to do it with Chucky. Remember Chucky Wood?
Yeah,
Strassman's puppet.
Yeah.
And he used to go, you know, I met a magic fairy, Dave. I met a magic fairy. And Strassman was like, what happened? I met a magic fairy. And he said, if you do the things that I say you do, you will be a real live boy. Because this is the thing, Pinocchio wants to be a real live boy.
Yep.
He goes, you will be a real live boy. And Strassman goes, where'd you meet this magic fairy? And the puppet goes, well, I was in this toilet block in St. Kilda. And so when we tour, he'd always go to me, where's the red light district? And so I'd say in Sydney, you have to say King's Cross.
Yeah.
I was in a toilet in King's Cross. And then Adelaide, I'm just like, I don't know Adelaide that well. I remember him asking me, where do I say, I just said Hindley Street.
And it worked?
Sometimes that didn't work at all. Like when we were in Ballarat, he said, where should I say? And I said, I say Dalesford maybe because that's, that's a good. Big area and it got nothing. I remember Strassman going afterwards, your Dalesford joke got nothing.
It's funny, you know, because if you get it right, that can be the biggest laugh of the night.
Yeah.
The room absolutely cracks. Now, when you were backstage with him, were the puppets lying around?
Yes.
And was it a little bit weird?
Yes. And then once he made the puppet work when he wasn't there. So once I walked in and sat down and Chucky's sitting on his suitcase and he suddenly went,
he goes, hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave. And went, what the fuck? Yeah, and Strassman thought that was the funniest thing ever.
Because I know I was at the Logies one year in showbiz, here we go, and Big Bird was on.
Oh, Big Bird.
And I had to go to rehearsal for some reason.
Oh.
Anyway, so they weren't using Big Bird and I walked out the back and Big Bird was thrown underneath the stairs. And it was lying there like a bit of roadkill.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going, Big Bird's dead.
Big Bird's like meant to be a 4 or 5 year old, isn't he? It's meant to be like a child's brain, yeah. Oh, have you remember the guy does Elmo?
I haven't met him.
He's a big black guy. huge black guy, and he's got this puppet, and he speaks. He's got that really great voice, a very deep voice.
Yeah.
So he's off air. He's like this. Yeah, I said to Jim Henson, I'm not fucking doing that anyway. And we're on. Hey, everyone, it's Elmo.
I was on Hey Hey Saturday with Lisa Simpson.
Oh.
Yeah, and I did something you shouldn't do. I was standing.
So that's the woman who does Lisa Simpson?
Yes. Yeah, and what's her name? No, Bart. She does Bart.
Oh, she does Bart?
Yeah, she does Bart. And can you do Bart's voice?
No.
Yeah, I can't do his voice. Anyway, I'm standing there. I said, if I close my eyes, can you talk to me as Bart? Which I shouldn't have done. And
was this on the screen or off
this
screen?
This is before we're about to go on. Right. It's a bit creepy, wouldn't it? I closed my eyes and she went, hey, Glenn. And then I was on the panel with what's his name?
The
man that does Mr. Burns.
He was always on the panel.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Spinal Tap.
Yeah. And I got him to do my answering machine for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
He did Principal Skinner.
Yeah.
I did my Principal Skinner to him on radio once.
Oh, really?
Looked very unimpressed. And someone goes, do you get people doing their bad Principal Skinners? And he's like, yes.
Can you do a Principal Skinner now?
Principal. I can't do it anymore. I think
I've, come on.
Principal Skinner. No,
Skinner.
Yeah, he was sort of like that, wasn't he? Oh, I can't remember. Yeah, what was that
hey
guy?
Hey, everybody. Nick. Oh, this is terrible. We shouldn't be doing this.
What was his name? Hang on, Sam.
Harry Shearer.
Harry Shearer. We don't need you, Sam. Relax.
Yeah.
Harry Shearer, and he always was pushing his wife's jazz CDs.
Don't say that. You might be listening.
I don't know him. You know him
quite well, and he comes out to Australia pretty regularly. He does a lot of work with the Working Dog guys. Lovely guy. Anyway, so have you been to Disneyland?
No. Have you been there?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, see that you've been somewhere.
The best part about going to Disneyland is because I don't think he would though. Your kids.
Oh, they'd still like it.
Would they?
I got a 10-year-old.
I don't think I went there as a kid. I think I went there as
an adult
to go on Space Mountain.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But the thing about it, it's in Anaheim.
Yeah.
Which is kind
of suburbs.
Which is the burbs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's the burby burbs. It's like you're in an episode of Cops.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's right out there.
Boys, what you going to do? And then you look at it and you can see the magic castle and you go down the magic road and you... And then you get on there, all the animatronics.
And was it good?
It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a small world after all.
You can't get that off your head.
Yeah.
It's a small world.
Was Jiminy Crickets walking around? Because he's one of their characters.
No, it was more your Mickey Mouse, your Goofy.
Well, Disney have bought Star Wars now. They own Star Wars and they own the Muppets.
Disney would probably shut us down if we say too much.
No. They are very powerful.
They are very powerful.
They're very powerful. And they're opening up Star Wars World soon. I've seen photos of it. People have been sending their drones over, taking photos. It looks amazing.
I went to the Epcot Center in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They're good.
We got Disney World. I think you got Disney World, and then you've got the Epcot Center, which is like Future World.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. I don't know whether it's still there or not. But Florida's kind of not much going on in Florida.
No.
I mean, it's in the south and, you know, nice climate and everything, but not much going on. And but Future World is great. You know, you've got all the different things.
I'd love to go there. There's Harry Potter World there now too.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a big Potter fan. I'm not a big Potter fan myself, but
You're more pot than Potter.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what else do we know about
Jiminy Crickets? I don't know.
You know, there's a name you don't hear.
What?
People call Jiminy.
Nah, Jiminy. Is that an actual name? Jiminy.
You're thinking Chim Chiminy.
I keep saying Chim Chiminy, don't I? From bloody. Mary Poppins.
Dick. Yeah, yeah.
Jiminy Crickets. He was a classic side character who went on to have his own life. So he spun off and he used to host Disney World Land show.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did. He was like, Pinocchio, whatever. Jiminy Crickets, he had a bit of a career afterwards. He was always on Disneyland on that show we used to watch.
It's funny because the character is quite small. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a little animal, little.
But you see that on shows occasionally when they'll pick a side character and then they have their own, like Mork and Mindy, for example.
Oh, it's a spin-off, classic spin-off.
Yeah, just spin-off, spin-off.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've covered off the little cricket, talking cricket.
Oh, now we're going to venture into something that
Jesus Christ.
We've talked religion before, but Jesus Christ.
We haven't talked about Jesus. I always think of Bob Franklin's joke. Remember Bob Franklin's joke?
Can we do that? Will you
yeah,
upset
he won't mind. He won't mind. We'll ring him. Bob, is that okay? Yeah. when it's last drinks at a pub and they're quite aggressive, the bouncers, come on, put your drinks down, last drinks, get out, you know. He goes, this is what they should do. Guys, feel free to finish your drink because me and the other bouncers are going to stand around to wear Jesus for a little bit. And he goes, don't even finish your drink. You put it down.
People are running out the door.
That's Bob Franklin. So, Jesus. So did you ever have those friendly guys come and talk to you in the street or at uni? And you go, this guy's really friendly, and then it's always Jesus.
They come to the front door. I've never been.
I remember
there used
uni,
to be a guy that used to push a pram around with Jesus.
Yes.
Saves.
Yes.
Yeah. And like if he, you know, I used to go, look down upon it, but they go, if it's makes, it makes him happy, you know.
Imagine if Jesus came to earth and saw that guy.
You go,
oh,
mate,
God.
It's all right. You can. It's all right.
Well, what have I done?
Yeah.
All these people using my name. Oh.
So what is his name? Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Is that his name?
If you looked him up in the phone book, would he be under Christ?
Well, did Jesus have another name?
Did Jesus have a surname?
Sam. We've got to ask Sam.
Because I think it's Jesus, son of
God. So is it Jesus God?
Jesus God. What was Mary's surname?
Oh, you know what? That is a really good question. Sam, did Jesus have a name?
A surname.
When Jesus was around, surnames didn't exist. People would typically refer to someone's parentage. So Jesus would have been Jesus, son of Joseph, or Jesus, son of Mary.
That's really good. So you would be Dave, son of Keith.
What's Kevin.
Kevin? I'd be Glenn, son of Arthur. Hey,
is that
Glenn's? Are you Glenn's son of Arthur?
No, I'm Glenn's son of John. Oh, sorry, I got mixed up.
You look like Glenn's son of John.
So Jesus, son of Joseph, yeah.
Joseph.
Jesus, son of Joseph.
It's not, I mean, you can see why they come up with surnames, because that the whole son of thing, that's a bit annoying.
It's a bit annoying.
Know? Yeah.
Well, aren't surnames all related to what you used to do for a job? I think they were. So like Smith or Wood, blacksmiths or... And so if you're a Wood, you work with Wood. But I don't know what a Robbins or an O'Neill did. No idea. Robbins. Robbing.
Robbing.
Criminal.
Yeah, O'Neill.
Kneeling
down.
Kneeling down. Ooh, what profession is that?
I don't know, but I reckon you'd be good at it.
Yeah, I mean, you're really enjoying that.
Hey, here's something I do know.
Yeah.
Bethlehem. You know what it means?
No.
I think it means house of bread. Like
oh, wow, okay.
Brumbies.
Yeah, so like Brumbies.
So, if you want to open a bakery,
yeah.
And here's a question: do you like a bakery? Can we be slightly racist here?
Yeah.
Who would you go for? A bakery run by
Asian family
or Australian?
Oh, you know what? If I'm going to get a roll,
yeah.
With pork or chicken schnitzel and salad, I'd go to the Asian bakery.
I love an Asian
And also
bakery.
They make a very good cake because it's from the French tradition, isn't it? Apparently, allegedly.
Yeah, I love an Asian bakery. There's one in a shopping centre I go to. It's called High Top, I think. They do the best donuts.
Yeah, that's a chain, High Top.
Is it?
I don't think that's an exclusive for your little shopping centre. I've seen High Tops around.
Oh, really? Okay.
You're not going to do the McAuliffe when he said to me, oh, I went to High Point Shopping Centre and saw my pizza trattoria that we go to regularly have opened another one at High Point Shopping Centre. I said, well, what's it called? La Porchetta. I go, La Porchetta is a chain. There's about a million of them in Victoria.
I'm Sean's side of the street there. I didn't know that.
You know La Porchetta was there.
Well, I just thought that it, you know, it just.
You thought High Top was your own little bakery.
Well, I thought there might be one. What, you're saying there's a ton of them.
I think there's quite a few High Tops.
So you're talking...
hang on, Sam.
Let's not get into a High Top argument here. But you're saying they're all around the country?
Well, I don't know. But
there might be like two or three.
Oh, there's one in the city I've seen. Okay, Sam, how many High Tops are there?
It's Bread Top.
There are over 70 Bread Top shops around Australia. They were founded in 2002. The first Bread Top shop was opened in Box Hill, Melbourne.
You know something else about Jesus?
Jesus was a black man.
He was a carpenter.
I know, he was a carpenter. See, I don't know who did the stand up, but he said even Jesus had a trade to fall back on. That's a great joke. Because, you know, your father would be like my father, get a trade. You should get a trade, boys.
Yeah.
Something to fall back on, get a trade.
When I said I wanted to go to acting school, my dad just flipped his lid.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And I ran off.
What?
Yep. And I got.
Well, you had to run down behind the house and cry.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be a big actor.
I want to be a real live actor.
Yeah, real live actor. And my nose went.
Dad's like, what are you bloody doing that for? Waste of time. They couldn't, but our dads of our dad's generation, the artistic world was just something that was not.
Yeah, that's right. It was not. You did not. But nowadays.
Nowadays, it'd be fine. You know, if your son's even at a top private school and has a university degree and says, Father, I want to be an actor, you'd go, oh, yeah, cool.
Just getting back to the carpentry.
Yeah.
So there was a time before he hit the big time where you'd go, hey, Dale, what? Bloody back door's not working again.
Jesus over.
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus.
Son of Joseph.
Is that Jesus, son of Joseph? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get him over. And Jesus would come over and get out his plane, his nails, and he'd give it a crack. And then you wouldn't want to complain, would you?
No.
You wouldn't want to be going, hey, Jesus, not great work. You know what he'd do? He'd probably go, you could just step out of the room for a minute, and he'd probably do something, you know, like magical.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he'd fix it himself. He'd be always asking you. And then you'd say, give him some water, and he seemed to be getting pissed on the job. You're like, what's happening? Why is Jesus getting pissed?
I just gave him some water. Yeah, but I don't know.
He's turning into wine.
Yeah. This is horrible, but he would have known about the carpentry for the crucifix.
For the cross, yeah.
Plenty
of people done the joke about him on the cross with the nails going, ah, oh, shonky job.
Oh, really? Have
they? Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, with the nails in the... Him looking at the nails in his irons going, oh, bloody dodgy job.
Have you ever seen the Louis C.K. episode where he did the whole Jesus thing with the kid at the church, and it was horrific to watch?
Oh, no.
Man gives the speech about what Jesus went through. It's actually quite powerful. It was biographical for Louis C.K. But anyway, by the by. And Jesus, I'm just trying to think, because I went and saw Jordan Peterson speak. He's the author of that popular book, 12 Rules for Life. And that's interesting because he quotes Jesus a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How is he quoting Jesus? How people... But
he's a clinical psychologist. He's pulling a bit of that gear in.
Yeah, but Jesus, I mean, who actually recorded Jesus saying these things?
Oh, so he could have had a Jiminy Cricket following around going, hey, Jesus, I'm jotting that one down.
Jesus. You know, the thing is... when Jesus got crucified, we went to the Vatican, right, last year.
What, you were there for the crucifixion? Yeah. How did you get tickets for that? You can buy tickets online.
Buy tickets for that. Yeah. Up front. And the woman, we had this tour of the Vatican. I didn't want to go to the Vatican, right? Yeah. I said to my wife, I've been to the Vatican twice. I'm not Catholic. I don't want to go to the Vatican.
Yep.
She booked this tour, right? And then she was sick. And so I had to take the kids. I was going anyway.
Yep.
Oh, my God, we had this crazy guide who was good, but she kept saying, crucifixion. Crucifixion was like an everyday thing back in those days. A lot of people got crucified. Mm. I said, so it was like getting a parking fine. She went, exactly. But you know, when Jesus was crucified, there were two other guys next to him, and no one ever remembers their names. And I remember David Strassman saying, I said to him, being your support act, it's like, and he goes, yeah, it's like you're the guys crucified next to Jesus. No one remembers your name.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there were two other blokes next to him.
They would have been son of someone.
Oh, they had names?
Yeah.
Hang on, should we ask Sam?
Oh,
who are the two guys next
really?
To Jesus?
Do you reckon it's recorded? I thought
they had names, yeah.
They had names.
Oh, because I've made this joke before, and you always get a Bible person coming up to you afterwards and going, oh, that's you know, Philip and Stuart or whatever.
Terry.
Yeah, Terry.
And Garth.
Do you want to have a guess at their names? Who was crucified? Sam, who was crucified next to Jesus?
The other two on crosses were both thieves. Does Mass and Get Shash Business ask Jesus for salvation while Get Shash is mocking Jay Jesus about not saving himself?
Mocked Jesus.
And you're up there on your own crucifix and you've got time to throw a few jibes.
Hey, Jesus! Oh, have you heard that great joke? I love this joke.
Yeah, I know.
You know the joke? The one where Jesus is on the cross and he goes, Joseph. He calls out to one of his disciples.
Yeah.
Joseph. And Jesus is not on the cross at this point. Joseph tries to run up the hill and all the Roman guards push him down. Then he goes, and then he hears again, Joseph. And he gets all his strength together. He runs up the hill. He pushes the guards away and he climbs up to Jesus. He goes, what is it, Jesus? And Jesus goes, I can see my house from up here.
That is a classic, isn't
that
it?
That is a classic
that
joke.
One should be put into a time capsule and kept forever.
I can see my house from up here.
I can see my house from up here.
Or as I can see your house from up here. You can see Joseph's house from up here.
Yeah, whatever it is. It's So they would have, wonder if they met. What was his, what were their names? Mark, was it? Doesn't matter. But wonder if they were introduced before they went up there.
They would have been in a holding cell, wouldn't they, together? Isn't that how it works? When you're about to be crucified, or were they separate? Yeah, I wonder if you got a last meal, Jesus. I think it was a bit more rushed than that back in those days.
Not thinking you'd get a last meal. And it happened, where did it happen? In the hills of Bethlehem?
Yeah, around there.
And then he went for a while, then came back for Easter, which was
nice.
Good timing.
Went away for a few days, came back.
Came back. And
but if you're a believer of the Mormon faith, in their book, Jesus didn't go to heaven. He went over to America and talked to the Native Americans and gave them the whole Mormon thing and then went back to Bethlehem. And yeah, that's what the Mormons believe.
When did he write the musical?
Yeah. I don't know.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Have you seen it?
See, in its day, there would be an outcry for that. I wonder if there was an outcry about it being inappropriate.
Yeah, I wonder about that because now when
you're using the Lord's name in vain.
When they had like Temptation of Christ and stuff, that all these Christians are protesting, weren't there? At the front of the cinemas. I wonder if they'll protest about this podcast.
Well, fair enough if they do, because we are we being? I think we're just telling it like it's. Yeah. Here's what I reckon. I reckon Jesus was there, did a good job. He was a carpenter, did a good job. Felt like he could help people.
Hung out with prostitutes and drug dealers.
Yep, yeah. And he's was spreading a good word.
Bit of a Father Bob of his time. He's like Father Bob.
Yeah,
one of those guys.
We all need those in our community.
Dedicates his life. Doesn't have a family. Dedicates his life to helping. The underprivileged.
Did he know that he was the son of you know who?
Oh, son of God. Away?
Did that just sort of come to him? Was he like, did he sit under a tree like Buddha did and go, oh, got it worked out? Or was he told from what happened to Mary? Did Mary hang around?
Mary was around.
Was Mary sort of going, because you know, people these days are very quick to say that their kids are, geniuses.
Geniuses, yeah.
Do you reckon she was a little quick, maybe?
Yeah.
Mary got to give all the other girls. They're going, oh, my son's brilliant. Oh, my son's incredible.
Genius.
And Mary's going, my son's the son of God.
My son can walk on water.
So, you know that wine you're drinking now, girls? My son made that.
Yeah. Mary's talking a kid up again. All right, so we have some thinking music.
What are you thinking about thinking music?
Oh, we can have a bit of Pinocchio. Why don't we have the speech from Pinocchio?
It
could be a real life boy.
Oh, yeah, we want to hear that.
I want to hear that. I haven't heard that for like 40 years.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
I've only ever heard David Strasman's take on it.
Because the puppets spook me because I reckon I had a bad thing happen as a child. So whenever I see a marionette, I have to leave the room.
Do you think a puppet did something
like
to
Mr.
you?
Like Mr. Punch and Judy. Oh, it's almost like I get psychotic.
Scary.
Yeah.
But what about Sooty and Sweep? Do you love this?
Yeah, no, I don't like any hand puppets.
Sooty and Sweep are great.
Yeah.
No. So funny.
I don't mind when there's a hand up the back.
Like a ventriloquist.
Yes, but I don't like any strings involved.
Strings are very creepy.
Punch and Judy was a hand up the back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just to whack each other. I didn't like that.
Yeah, no, Punch and Judy were quite violent.
But I didn't like, and like the Thunderbirds, they were marionettes. And
creepy.
Creepy.
What about the Muppets?
Well, they're hands up back, aren't they?
Yep.
That's okay.
Yeah, they're very good.
Yeah. Well, they're very good.
They're very funny.
How many years have they been around?
Whoa,
I reckon they started mid-70s.
Yeah, I reckon, yeah.
Good for you, the Muppets.
I used to love the Muppet. Good what?
The Muppets.
Yeah.
But that's a term these days that I quite like when people go, what are you doing, you Muppet?
Yeah, it's like a clown, you Muppet.
You Muppet.
What do you think, you Muppet?
Okay, so we're going to hear...
The speech
that Jiminy Cricket makes.
I think it's Pinocchio. No,
sorry.
It's Pinocchio.
Because I wouldn't mind hearing a bit of Jiminy Cricket. Well, I don't think we could play it When You Wish Upon a Star.
No. That'd be owned by someone.
When you
wish
because that's when all the fireworks go over the thing. Yeah,
yes.
The back of the closing credits of Disneyland. Anyway, so let's hear. Who is
Pinocchio?
I've given you life.
Why?
Because tonight, Geppetto wished for a real boy.
Am I a real boy?
No, Pinocchio. To make Geppetto's wish come true will be entirely up to you.
Up to me?
Prove yourself brave, truthful, and unselfish, and someday you will be a real boy.
A real boy!
Wow. I'm going to be a real life boy. Wow. Remember Disneyland, Sunday night at 7:30? You'd have your bath, you'd stand in front of the heater, get dried off by mum, and then you'd sit down and you have your eggs or baked beans and you watch a bit of Disneyland.
Hey, speaking of that, I heard a little thing happened while we're in Byron Bay, and it's come back to me that you've told a story about me doing something.
Being nude.
I thought what happened on...
I told that on the radio.
So what happened was...
I'm desperate for material.
What happened was we were doing a gig in...
We talked about it last week in Byron Bay.
Yeah. Did we talk about this, what we did, how we went to the door?
No, I don't think so.
I think, Pete arrived and you went down and you...
Peter Rose saw it. Oh, I was having a nap in my undies and singlet.
And I being...
There was a knock. Yeah. And I thought, I'll go and get that.
And
I opened the door.
And you're standing there in your underpants. And I thought, because I'm competitive, I thought, well, I'll do it. I'll go one better. And then you stepped away. And then I stepped in with no just a T-shirt and no pants.
Yeah. You said, come in, Pete. We're having a great time.
Juvenile, I know, but funny.
Pete was laughing.
And anyway, I'm glad that you.
I share that experience with the whole world.
On Mick Malloy's radio show.
And Nova. I think I've done it twice.
So, did you describe me as, how did you describe me?
I didn't actually see you. I didn't see you.
My sleight of hand with my penis is pretty good. I can get back up the stairs and get those undies back on.
I didn't see you.
Yeah. All right, so we need to, what is the somehow related thing between Jiminy Cricket?
Jiminy Crickets.
And
Jesus Christ. Jesus. Well, do you want to have a go? You have a crack. Go on.
I think that Jiminy Cricket... What came before
Jesus? Disneyland. Oh my God!
Jesus, Jiminy Cricket came. We're saying it was in Disneyland, but it was also in an Italian fable.
Yeah,
I'm going to say that he was in a proverb before all of that, and each of those are derivatives. So I think if you go through, there'll be something about, because Jesus talked about insects and animals and sort of. There'll be something about, and ye old talking cricket will speak to you and tell. In other words, your conscience is like a insect.
Yeah,
it's not good, I know, but it's a pretty hard one to link up. What do you think?
I think the character of Jiminy Cricket is based on Jesus. That's what I'm thinking. Just because he's sort of the moral compass in that story, and Pinocchio is a little naughty boy, or he's a puppet.
Yep.
You know, he gets seduced by fame and stuff.
So if Jiminy Cricket was Jesus, who was Pinocchio?
Oh, wow. He'd be like one of the disciples, wouldn't he?
Yeah. And he had a big wooden nose and probably, you know what? Jesus probably made his nose. Because he's a carpenter.
Jesus made Pinocchio. Oh,
this is brilliant. This is like
CSI. He's a real life boy. Oh. Okay, so what is it? Shall we get the answer?
The character's name is a play on the exclamation, Jiminy Cricket, a minced oath for Jesus Christ, which itself was uttered in Pinocchio's immediate Disney predecessor, 1937's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs by the Seven Dwarfs themselves. A minced oath is a euphemistic expression formed by misspelling, mispronouncing, or replacing a part of a profane, blasphemous, or taboo term to reduce the original term's objectionable characteristics. Some examples include gosh for God crumbs or crikey for Christ or coot for the C word.
Wow. So in other words,
I love that term.
So hang on. So that people didn't want to say
Jesus Christ. Christ in movies and books, I think.
So they go,
Jiminy Crickets. Are there any other examples, Sam?
Sugar is another one you might use.
Sugar. And like in movies, Dorothy in Wizard of Oz says Jiminy Crickets.
So that's why... Oh, Jiminy Crickets.
Jiminy Crickets.
Meaning she's got a fright and she said Jesus Christ, she didn't want to.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill. Links to the answer in the show notes and thanks to Wikipedia for some help this episode.
I love it. And I love the one, coot is a...
For the C word.
C word. Hey, you know, you stupid old coot.
So coot is your stupid old...
Coot, yes.
Stupid let's old. Not say it because...
No, let's not say
it's
it. Not,
it's one of, it's in the no-go zone.
Gosh, I love minced oaths. I've never heard of it before, but I love
it. I've never heard the term minced...
A minced oath.
Oath.
Yeah.
Meaning you've swizzled it up.
Yes.
So you blur it, but we all know what it means.
Shut the front door.
That's...
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Shut the front door.
Right.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Shoot. Shoot's a good one.
Because I was in traffic the other day and someone said, get out of the way, you cockhead. I'm not sure it was minced. That's not minced, is it?
That's not a, you know, you kook head. Yeah.
Sugar, shit, frig.
There's quite a few of them.
Take a...
Crikey for Christ. Fudge, frick. Yeah.
See, right. What's interesting is that I find the F word, when I see it on TV, I find it quite offensive.
Even, oh, when you hear it?
Even on TV. I mean, yeah. Back in my day, the first crossover was in the 70s when someone said shit.
Shit, yeah.
Shit. That was, who said it? It was on the Logies.
Oh, was it?
Newton. Yeah, it was Conrad or someone. I just remember.
Oh, right.
Anyway, and then, so that was like the crossover. And then, fuck, didn't really come. It took a long time, but it's nearly crossed over now. What time of night can you say, because I'm hearing it quite early now.
I think it was after 8:30, but remember when you'd go on Hey Hey, it's Saturday, you couldn't say shit.
No.
There's no. And when I did comedy galas for the comedy festival, you couldn't say fuck in the 90s or the early 2000s.
I think
now everyone says it on the comedy gala.
Well, in the US,
gala.
I don't think you can say ass. Or you couldn't say toilet in the US.
Well, American comics always come out of here and say, can you say shit on the radio here?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yeah, we're a real potty mouth nation here, haven't we?
Jiminy Crickets.
But I just think. So, and we've actually, you hear some comedians now and they drop the C-bomb and you go, they're rebellious, am I? Hey, watch me. Hey, watch this. You go,
I don't like it.
You're dying out on. Unless it's right on topic.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're thrown in there for effect and you go, mate, you know, and I used to swear too much purely out of insecurity trying to pump up the,
the
punch. Yeah. But I reckon fuck used once is good. But used repeatedly, it just loses all its
power.
And the C word, if it's the end of a really good joke, then
there's a great joke about the Pope going to, he has to go to this quite remote monastery and so the monk gets up and he goes, you've got to go catch the fish for the Pope today, right?
Yeah.
And so he goes out. Have you heard this joke? He goes,
no, I haven't.
So the monk goes and he catches a fish and he goes to the fish and what's his fish called? And the fish goes, it's called a fucker. He goes, excuse me? He goes, it's called a fucker. That's a fucker. He goes, this fish is called a fucker. Yeah, it's a fucker. He goes, all right. And so he goes back to the other monk and he says, well, I caught the fucker. You've got to clean the fucker. And he goes, well, what's it called? He goes, it's a fucker. No, clean the fucker. And he goes, oh, I'll clean it. And the second monk cleans the fucker, and then he goes to the third monk. Well, I've cleaned the fucker. He caught the fucker. You cook the fucker. He goes, what's it called? He's a fucker. No, cook it. So he cooks the fucker, and so they serve it to the Pope, and the Pope's sitting there, and he goes, this fish is beautiful. I love it. And one monk goes, I caught the fucker, and the other one goes, hey, I cleaned the fucker. The one goes, guys, I cooked the fucker. The Pope sits back and he lights a big joint. He goes, you know, you cunts, you're all right.
See, you should have told that when you're at the Vatican on the tour.
Yeah.
You go, grab your microphone and go, listen up, everybody. You've got a Vatican.
See, that's use of the C-bomb, but it's quite funny.
Very good.
Interested in new books? Subscribe to Chapter One. Chapter One is a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Each episode, you'll hear the first chapter of a new release book from top publishers. Subscribe and listen to Chapter One, a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Search for Chapter One where you're listening now.